And we're back at it. Welcome back to the show, guys. It's the William Boston Show. I am William Boston. I'm a fashion designer, real estate investor, author, and life coach. And on this podcast right here, this is all about motivation, helping people become the best version of them. Even if it comes across harsh, it's only in all honesty to help you. So that's what we as people need to do on this earth is be helpful to one another. We are here to help one another be better each and every day. And that's what this is about. Thanks to everybody who listened to the first comeback show that I did called Finding Your Purpose. So I got good feedback from that. So I appreciate the feedback. I was looking for the criticism because I was asking too. I was asking deep questions. You sure? How to sound? How does you think I should do this and do that? I know that I'm having a intro being done for me. So shout out to my homie Corinne. She's we working on something. So I'm gonna have a dope little intro to come in, and then we just gonna rock out with the audio and see how we go from here, man. Coming with different topics each and every night. Let me tell you a funny story real quick, though. This thing here, I was recording this show right here, I'm done with the show. At least I thought I was. I go back to make sure I listen to it. Ain't no show. Ain't it record? Nothing. So I was like, oh, no. I got to do this all over again. And here we are. Hold on real quick. We have some. Okay. We had some technical difficulties just there. But, yeah, so re-recording. But maybe God said that wasn't the one to give. So, same message. But I thought that was funny, man. I just said, hey, when it happened, I just laughed. I was like, hey, it is what it is. And the devil won't stop this. I can tell you that. So, we right back at it. Yep, right back at it. But, yesterday I posted on Instagram, Facebook, social media. I'm a person that write a lot of notes. So I have a lot of notes in my phone, different categories for different things. And one of them is like a folder of just quotes, motivational quotes, things that come to me, like a lot of stuff just randomly comes to me. And then sometimes I'll see a quote and I just add on to it. But, and this came from that, but that folder, but this actually came from me talking to somebody about money. So I was having a session with an individual and wanted to know why they wanted the money that they wanted. And what I posted was, make your goal more than money. Make it about helping people and creating a better future. The more people you can help, the more blessings you'll receive. Because I wanted people to understand, like, it's not all about the money. And here's a question that I asked him, and here's a question that I'm going to ask you guys. How much money is enough for you? Have you ever thought about that? How much? A million? Now, if you say a million, think about the people who have a million, and what's the first thing they tell you? Man, a million ain't a whole bunch of money, man. After taxes and I pay this. And a million, no money. But to you, you say it is. So who's right, who's wrong, right? So it has to be more than money. We see time and time again now. You see those multimillionaires, sometimes billionaires. They have all the money. They got the cars, the boats. They got the houses. They go back and forth across the waters. Yeah, they can do what they want to do. And somewhere down the line, they say, you know what? Enough of this. I'm tired of being rich. I want to take my life. And they take their life. But they had all the money. Shouldn't that tell you that it's more than just money? And that's what that post was about, is to say that, hey, make it more than money. Life is about people and how you treat them. So make it about helping and creating a better future. If you're helping some people that are coming up behind you, or, you know, they need some help coming up, you're helping their future be better. It's nothing better, no better feeling than helping an individual who needs your help and they let you know how thankful they are for your help, or they give you success stories from your help, there's no better feeling because you were able to help somebody and change what? Their future. That's what it's about. Having all the money. Let's say today I snapped my fingers and I said, "Bow, here you go. Here go all the money you ever wanted." Now what? What you gonna do? You know what you're going to do. You're going to be selfish and buy you all the stuff you ever wanted and pay for this and buy that and just buy stuff, give some money to your family or whatever. But it's going to come a point where somebody going to ask for some money. You're going to have to tell them no, and they're going to be family. Ooh. Ooh, and they know you sitting over there on that money. They don't know how much it is now because you done went on the spending spree. Yeah, I gave you all the money you ever want, and you went on a spending spree. Oh, you spent. You didn't really realize how much money you spent. Now here comes somebody asking for some money, and they say, "Well, I know they got about 10 million. So I only asked for 20,000. I don't understand why it's a big deal. Now you got to break it down to family why you can't get this 20,000. They dislike you now. They talk bad about you. Treat you different." They don't even look at you at the family reunion. You did. He want to act all stingy with his money. Yeah, you treat it different now. Are you ready for that? Friends going to act different. Are you ready for that? When you get all the money that you want and you don't know what you're going to do with it, but do some selfish things. So how about this? How about make it about people and help as many people as you can? And helping doesn't mean that you just do it for free. You get compensated for your help. Don't those people who get work at Pizza Hut and Burger King, McDonald's, they get compensated for helping us with our burgers, our meal. We could go home and make our own burger. We can make our own pizza. But we paying somebody else to do it. So they get compensated. So you can get compensated for your help. But what I'm saying is make the reason you're helping somebody. The compensation, your compensation is the cherry on top, not vice versa. Some people have, the help people, but I like to get paid. I got to get this money. That's cool. The money going to come. Make it all about helping people. The money just the cherry on top. For being a help to someone, for helping somebody get better in life. And that help can be anything. Small stuff. Somebody needs you to move some stuff and you was chilling that day. It's Sunday. It's your only day off. Hey, man, I need you to help me. You're like, oh, man, it's my only day. But you never know what you may need. Go help somebody. You just made their situation a little bit better. You'll get yours in return. God gonna bless you for you helping people. That's what life is about. It's about people. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about people and how we treat them. But you can't make the whole focus all about money. And that's what that conversation ended up going to, because I asked a question that got him stumped. How much money would be enough? And then when you get it, what you gonna do? And all the stuff was some selfish. It was just personal things. Not, I ain't gonna say selfish, but personal things. You know, give my mama some money and pay off this bills and do that and do it. Was all about self. I was waiting to hear the help people part. It's like, you ain't gonna try to build no facility or you don't put nothing together for the youth or none of that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, after I, it was after. Oh no, now I gotta get me right now. And then after. That's what it was. I'm gonna get me right and then after. After that, then I'll. Like, nah, make the objective helping people. Be courteous to people when you're out and about. It's okay to smile and say, hey. The one thing we can control about humans, one thing we got full control over, is how we respond. See, how you respond lets you know if you really care for people. If you're not a selfish individual. For instance, this morning I got pulled over by the police, right? I'm doing 10 miles over the speed limit. I'm going to the gym, taking my same route to the gym. I got my spiritual music playing. I'm talking to God. I'm doing the same thing I do every morning on the ride to the gym. That's just my thing. I talk to God. I get my spiritual music playing. And before you know it, I'm at the gym, and then I'm crunk. I'm ready to get it. I'm driving. I see a state trooper. I saw him. Usually I just ease my foot off the gas and never hit the brake. But I saw him and I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Soon as I passed him, he put the light. Whoop, I was already pulling over because I knew he was coming for me. So I pulled over. I had my license registration ready for him. When he came to the car, I greeted him. How you doing, sir, man? I apologize. I know I probably was going over the speed limit. Man, brother, I was in here praying, talking to God, man. So I understand you got a job to do. He said, you know what? No problem, sir. Let me go back to the car, run this. I'll be right back. He came back about a minute later, came, gave me my license, my registration. He said, you know what? I want you to have a great day. This is just a verbal warning. Say a prayer for me. I was like, I got you, brother. Dapped him up and kept him moving. See, I said all that to say this. It was all about my response. Now, I could have been the person that saw him and felt like I was only 10 miles over and down. Why you want to pull me over, man? You just saw it because it was another car going by the same. I could have stressed that and, well, why you didn't get that car and made an issue or something like that. But I was like, you know what? He got a job to do and he just doing his job. So my response led for him to have a different response. He just came back and said, you got a verbal warning and I went on about my day. The stop took probably less than 2 minutes. Up and out of there because of my response. Because I have a care for humans. We're all humans, for people, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. If a natural disaster comes and hit, it doesn't say, oh, hold on, here go this tornado. Oh, hold on, wait, let's go this way because there's a bunch of white people still over here. We're gonna hit the black people first. No, that tornado come and get everybody. It don't matter what Michael Jackson said. It don't matter if you're black or white. Ding, 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 ding. Oh yeah, he said all that. It don't matter if you black or white, Hispanic, whatever, Indian, Asian, whatever culture. It doesn't matter. We are all humans. So I'm gonna treat humans as such, people. And I treated that officer like a person. He treated me like a person. I went on about my merry way. See, when you understand that life is about people, you move differently. And an example of an individual who doesn't understand that life is about people and you need to treat people a certain way and you are fully responsible for your responses is that young lady. I don't know her name, but from Houston, Texas, who is currently in Dubai in their jail because she was over there being abrupt. She was over there disobeying their laws. They don't play all that. All that loudmouth stuff that she brought over there, all that ratchetness. And they said not today. So she came over there and she did what she did and hoopla and all this other stuff. I can only imagine. I'm a black man. Been around black women my entire life. And when they angry about something, they angry. And the finger get to pointing and the neck get to snapping. Yes, a whole symbolic thing going on with them. So ain't no telling how she went off. But whatever she did to go off, she had full response. She had full capability of how she responded. She had the ability to not respond the way that she responded. If she understood that life is about people and how you treat them, she would have never been to jail if she'd understood that. But she don't understand that. So they're going to make her understand that. Yeah, they going to make her understand that. And I'm down for whatever they give her because she needs some understanding. She'll come out of here. She's going to come out a whole lot better. Trust me. It's going to help her out. But for her to act out in that country with their laws and just do what you want to do and say what you want to say, lets you know, it's a lot of people who just don't have respect for other people, for humans. especially people who think they got some money or whatever. It's like everybody is beneath them. And man, you can die today. It don't mean nothing. All the money in the world, God could take you out like, all right, done. So while you're here on this earth, make it about people and how you treat them. Help as many people as you can. You're going to get your blessings in return. Your cup going to overflow. You won't have to chase no bag. The bag going to be chasing you. Because you just out here helping people. If somebody's calling you about some advice and you know some stuff. That's why I never understood how people will have information on something and they don't want to give the information out. Let's say somebody knows that they got a loan or how to get a loan for this or business credit or something, whatever the case may be, but they don't want to tell nobody. What you holding the information for? What is that going to do? What, you don't want nobody else to get some money too? Are you scared that somebody may get some money and then blow past you or something? Like, those are the things I don't understand with humans when we're all supposed to be here to help one another. So with me, I'm trying to help as many. If I come across some information, my friends will tell you that, and people I interact with on social media, I see some stuff. I'm like, oh man, this will help somebody. Let me put this out. I don't know who, but it's going to help somebody. So let me put this out. Oh, I saw a link where you could get a grant for this or whatever. Let me put this out. I'm sharing the info. Not something to keep in for what? So when people understand that we are all people, we are all humans, and we need to treat each other like such, you'll get blessed more and more. That's tonight's message, is to understand that it's not all about the money. Do we need it? Yeah, man, you need it to survive. You need it to survive. But don't make it your main thing. Make the help of other people the main thing. The money is just the cherry on top. That's the bonus. You do that, things start to move differently for you in life. The things you've been praying for start to come to fruition. Because your spirit is different. So to end it off, man, I say to you, understand, it's more than about money. Because you got to ask yourself this question. How much money is enough for you? Do you really even know? And you don't know. You don't know how much money is enough for you because you ain't never got to that. You don't know. So just be right with self first and treat people right too. On that note, man, we're going to slide on this. We up out of here. Listen, I want y'all to follow me on Instagram, William_Boston.